We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So Kayla, walk me through this Kim Kardashian Jack in the Box. Brouhaha. What's this all about?
So Kim Kardashian, I guess, went into Jack in the Box sometime yesterday, ends up tweeting to them because she had some pretty bad service. She said, DM me because I'm going to put you in contact with one of my people. And then tweeted out later on saying that they were basically ignoring her or something along those lines of, we got bad service and people noticed that you didn't know who I was.
Yeah. And then Burger King responds, Jack in the Box, you've been called to the principal's office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite funny, actually.
Because it comes across as she didn't get noticed and treated special, so she threw a fit.
That's what I'm taking out of that.
So
are you taking that out of that?
That's exactly how she worded it. This is the problem. No matter how you come back from this, Kim, it looks like you're saying that because some poor employee on the other side didn't recognize who you were, that now all of a sudden they're horrible people.
And it affected other people.
And yeah.
You not treating me like the star I am. This is how this all comes off. I don't know if this is true or not.
Right.
But you not treating me, you not bending the knee, to use a current.
The tweet read verbatim, nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected other customers.
Why are you going to Jack in a Box, Kim? Why? What, you can't send somebody out for burgers?
I'll tell you, ultimate cheese. I got a craving for an ultimate cheeseburger. Oh God, that's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, but I'm sending somebody.
If I'm Kim Kardashian, yeah.
If I'm Kim, I'm not going in. I'm not going in.
This humanizes her to me. The fact that they eat Jack in the Box.
In a good way. Yeah, but she's a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she shouldn't do it, but I mean.
5:30, by the way. I can say that at 5:40.
I don't know.
I'm just a little itty bitty down here.
I'm just hoping she just had a... It wasn't that. They just was bad customer service.
That's what I'm thinking that she actually meant. Is that this is that it was just bad customer service. Like, you didn't recognize me as in, like, you didn't acknowledge I was there as a customer. I'm hoping that's what she meant. However, the way you wrote it makes you look terrible.
Can't use the word recognized.
Different.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't use the word recognized.
Amen to that.
Yeah, and you got to be smarter than that. You know, if you're...
No. She got to brush up and use her official lawyer skills.
This is some BS. This is some BS. What do you want from Jack in the Box? Or is there something afoot that we don't realize right now? Is this, again, with the Kardashians? I think everything's a setup. And are we being set up for a new Kim Kardashian Jack in the Box ad campaign?
We got sucked in.
Oh, no, we suck again. Just for a minute, I time shifted. I thought it was Wednesday already. It's not.
No, not yet.
It's only Tuesday. It's also the year 2019. Did you see this thing that there are a number of historians that believe that it's the year 1722?
What?
Yeah. Apparently, like, back in the day... because everybody just kind of wrote stuff down on paper and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's sketchy. And so we may be off by almost 300 years. Some say, read this. So some say the period between the 8th and 11th centuries are very poorly documented and that the timelines don't add up. And it seems like there's too many inconsistencies for it to be really 300 years.
Really?
Also in the 1500s, the Pope switched from the what they call the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. Actually, I think that's the other way around, but that threw everything off, and some people believe that 300 years could have disappeared in that process. And one of the leading voices in this whole "we're really in the year 1722" camp says that documents from the 7th through the 10th century seem to be forged, so none of it was real. Now, for what it's worth, most mainstream people, you ever watch, my wife watches those Ancient Aliens shows?
Okay.
You ever watch that?
No, I
oh, there's one dude, Giorgio, he's got big crazy hair, got big like hair stick up, and they really believe it, that the aliens, Dan Aykroyd's out. Remember Dan Aykroyd from Blues Brothers and SNL back in the day? Dan Aykroyd's out today, too. We should get that audio really quick, Lil Jess, of Dan Aykroyd talking about how aliens are living amongst us and they want our women. So, you know, but those people really believe it, and they can present a compelling point.
Yeah.
Most other people go, nah, you're crazy. It's kind of like that with this 1722 thing.
Huh.
Is that, you know, these guys go, wait. No, this is how it is. And then everybody else goes, nah, you're crazy.
Right.
But by the way, what does that do exactly? Like, okay, so let's say you prove that we lost 300 years.
Yeah, watch whose head's going to explode, this one over here.
What I love
I just don't understand.
People never change. You know, back then, they lost 300 years. Just yesterday, I lost my sunglasses. I still can't. You know what I mean?
It's a little different.
No, I don't. I don't know what you mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I want to go back to this Dan Aykroyd thing. He totally, we were just saying a minute ago, there's a number of historians out there that believe this is actually the year 1722, that somehow we lost 300 years just in the retelling of the stories. That, you know, the people, you know, back in the day, they wrote stuff down with, you know, quill pens and parchment.
Sure.
And that somehow 300 years,
kind of
played fast and loose with it. They say that a lot of the stuff that's written down about the 7th through the 10th centuries is forged. So, you know, people come up with their own crackpot theories. Ooh, that's a fun bit.
Yeah.
Who do you know that has a crackpot theory?
Dude, we've talked about this before. I ran into a flat earther at a PT's. Legit flat earther.
Why aren't we taking excursions then? Let's go look over the edge. I mean, really, if there's an edge, if the earth is flat, why do we not just go and look?
Told me it was a disc and it's surrounded by ice.
Yeah.
And that's what holds the water in. And I'm like, why isn't there YouTube videos of ships running into that big thing of ice?
Yeah, let's go
look. What was his response to that?
He didn't have one that
What's
I recall.
West of Westeros? Let's go.
Let's go.
This is what I'm saying.
Where the map ends.
Dan Aykroyd believes in the aliens. Dan Aykroyd back in the day from the Blues Brothers. Ask your mom. From Saturday Night Live and all that kind of stuff. Now he makes vodka. And my guess is drinks a little of it, too.
Sure.
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the...
He's talking about aliens here, just so you know.
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed 23 people, 23 different species are coming because they don't want anything to do with us.
You know what this is? This is an old Larry King interview. It's an older where he's talked about it before. So he's coming out and he's doubling down on this.
I don't think we will ever have a formal relationship, a formal contact with any alien species out there, especially after 9/11, when we broke our toys in the sandbox. If they were observing that, goodbye, human race. And honestly, I don't think they're a mass threat, but I do believe they're breaking the law. I'm serious. Title 18, 1202, okay. Read the Travis Walton
story. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
He sounds crazy.
Yeah, he's a little worked up, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Like his tone just sounds
fired.
Crazy.
It's just a little fired up. Like if you don't believe me, you're wrong.
Right?
That's the tone.
Yeah.
If you don't believe what I believe, you're wrong.
But at the same time, it sounds like he's doing a bit because he sounds like Dan Aykroyd.
Sounds like old school
doing a comedy thing.
Yeah. The most recent. So then this most recent thing he says the proof is going to start dribbling out about the Randy aliens. the aliens are interested in your ova, your femininity, your reproductive parts, your DNA. They would love to draw blood and fluid. Fluid's a bad word, isn't it?
I don't like fluid.
Gross word. Fluid.
And they would love to impregnate a woman and produce a hybrid baby. That's what they're up to here. I believe some aliens are here to harm us. There are many that come here with nefarious purposes and want to use us as lab rats. Dan Aykroyd.
There's some woman out there who's like right now going like, yeah, I'd let an alien impregnate me. There is a woman out there that is thinking that. And I'm like,
Well, go find Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. I get Dan Aykroyd's your boy. He'll get you hooked up. He'll get you set up.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I love when stuff on the show comes out of like just random conversations. I don't even remember where this came from. We were talking about stuff that you wish you had in your house.
What you keep in your house.
What you keep in your house.
Luna.
So if you could have one thing in your house, a physical thing that you could build into your house, what would it be? I want a casita. I need a casita for my mother-in-law.
That would be awesome.
I need a casita. It doesn't have to be that good.
You're not living it.
Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah. Well,
you know, where it's not too hot, not too cold. It's got its own bathroom. Got a place like a decent hotel room. Like a good hotel room casita. That's what I want. That's what
you keep in your house.
That's what I need.
Like a bigger studio. I got it. All right, I can get down with that.
Could I also have a studio?
What you keep in your house?
I knew that's not what you meant.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Can I have two?
Because that's what I only get
one. Hey, it's your house, and this is your wish list.
But I only get one.
You only get one.
Oh God. All right, let my mother-in-law have her casita.
I want a casita, but it would be a studio. Right now, I've got a bedroom. I would like to have it outside the house. That would be awesome.
So you could lock it.
Even a man cave kind of slash studio kind of thing.
I get it.
Oh,
Kayla, awesome. What you keep in your house?
What you keep in your house?
I want a wine cellar so bad. Mm-hmm. I think it would be sick to have a wine cellar.
You call your girl, your California closets girl. They'll build you a wine cellar.
I can't build a wine cellar. My house, the way it's laid out, just no possible way.
Buddy's gaming room. Ouch!
He doesn't use it. I'm saying give that room to me. I'll turn it into a wine cellar.
He's not gaming. Is he drinking the wine?
No, I drink the wine in
the house. What you keep in your house?
Yeah, give the woman a wine cellar.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
Call your girl. This segment brought to you by California Closet. Why do you have that look on your face?
Because she's a Florida girl. You don't need a cellar for Franzia. You just put it in your fridge.
Oh, screw you. I love wine.
It's way better than Lost My Sunglasses. That was way better.
I'm working my way up. I don't want to use the good stuff too early.
Little Jess.
I want a massive tree house. Instead of like a man cave in a house, I want like a woman tree house.
That's cool.
So I could be an Amazon.
Just how tall are you?
6'3".
Yeah, there you go.
That's fine.
702-364-9898.
What you keep in your house?
What you want in your house?
With the first pick. It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, 702-364-9898. If you could have one thing that you could add on to your house.
What you keep in your house?
What you keep in your house? If you could have one thing that you added on to your house. What would it be? Money is no object, but you can only add on one thing. So, like, I'd love to have a casita, but also love to have like a really cool studio.
Yeah.
But I only get one, so I got to have the casita. Then I got to build the studio. Then I got to build the studio myself. Sorry, why are you trying to trade in that wine cellar?
I want to trade in the wine cellar. It's a really good one, but I don't want to blow it up. I want to get a slide from my, because I have a 3-story house. I want to get a slide from the top story down to the bottom. So when I wake up in the morning,
Yeah, like Google.
Yes.
Like at the Google offices. Chris, you're kind of like that.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like you have one thing that you can add to your house.
With a waterfall.
It's a what?
And a swing.
It's a what?
A secret garden with a waterfall and a swing.
Like with a secret door too?
It doesn't have to have a secret door. Just, you know, nice big green all the way around you. Flowing water, so you hear the water running to swing, just relax and breathe.
The minute you hear the water, there you go. I bet you that's where the secret garden is. I can hear the waterfall.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it's not. And if you don't have a secret door, why? How's the garden secret?
Yeah.
You know.
Stumped you there, yeah.
And by the way, when she said swing, I took it dirty. I did. Admittedly, I took it dirty. DLK in Blue Diamond, if you have one thing for your house, what'd you keep in your house?
What you keep in your house?
What's it going to be?
It would be a makeup room, like a Sephora room with great lighting, all just big mirrors.
A runway. You have to have a runway in there, and then you have racks on both sides with all of your clothes.
I believe this is her room.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help her.
And a slide.
And a slide.
And a slide, D, okay? And a slide.
And a swing.
Yes!
And a waterfall.
Brittany, North Las Vegas, you got one thing that you could put in your house. What is it?
Mine would be a Mexican cantina.
That's I love this.
You know what, Richie had a McDonald's in his house or whatever, in his giant mansion. I would totally do that.
I love the idea of not the kitchen. We're not converting the kitchen.
No.
We're not. We are going to build a Mexican cantina. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. John, on the east side, you got one thing that you can add to your house. What's it going to be?
I like to do a pool, a Golden Knights pool.
Oh, now that's cool.
Ooh, that's like cool. Black, like a full black pool with a logo in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, with the gold logo, you know, make it all Golden Knights.
Dope.
Yeah, that's and cool. then when you decide to go out to go swimming, then you just hit a button, and then the Golden Knight, the helmet comes down from the top, and the music starts, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And John's...
When the light turns on, it just shines.
Right, and then you come out, you drop the towel, and all of a sudden...
It's fog, there's fog everywhere. Oh, yeah. I love this.
And then you jump in the pool, skabloosh.
Exactly.
It's swim time. It would say swim time.
No, it's called night. No, it's called night. It's called night.
Yeah, I get it.
Good.
But it's a pool. Well,
see, I thought maybe when John at first, when he was saying it was a pool, he was fishing for maybe that, hey, we're going to give you a free pool. The prices are good. They're not that good.
Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Aha! 15 seconds of panic!
It sure is. Lil Jess, who is on the phone, please?
That is Blake Berry from Boulder City.
Blake Berry. Say it again.
Blake Berry of Boulder City.
Say it fast.
Blake Berry of Boulder City. Blake Berry of Boulder City. Blake Berry of Boulder City.
I love that. What?
You showed him. Nice well work.
Played. Do I get a t-shirt?
I show you if you, yes.
As many as you want.
You know where, honestly. Yeah. You know where they are.
All right, perfect.
Here you go, pick out your favorite color.
Thank you.
You want to. Hey, what's up, Blake Berry of Boulder City?
Not a lot. How are you?
15 seconds of panic. We're doing well. Thank you for asking. 15 seconds of panic. Name as many items in 15 seconds as you can in this category. Your category is, sir, with high school graduations beginning in earnest here in just a couple of days, how many Las Vegas Valley high schools can you name? Ready? Ooh. Go.
Cimarron, Coronado, Chaparral, Green Valley, Summerlin, Boulder City.
Time! Oddly enough, I was worried that you weren't going to get Boulder City.
That's funny. 15
seconds of panic! Hey,
can we have Kayla? I swear every time, your 10-year-old cringes every time we do that.
I cringe every time.
What was the big rite of passage yesterday that's got you all worried that your baby's growing up too fast?
They taught them how to use combination locks.
Big step.
It's a big
step. It is a big step. Yeah, that means you got a locker. Oh. You got a locker coming.
Oh, it's my baby.
And then I was thinking that's very interesting that that's not... Did your parents teach you how to use a combination lock, or did you learn when you went to school?
I learned when I went to school, yeah.
Because I am a hillbilly, we had combination locks on different things on the farm.
Makes sense.
So I knew. But I guess that's probably... Kayla, did you know how...
I had no idea how to use a combination lock, mainly because, like, where I grew up, you never had, like, locks for your bike or anything like that.
Right.
So when I got to school, I ended up not telling my mom and buying... like all new books with my own money because I didn't want to admit that I had locked my books in my locker and didn't want to like ask for help because who wants to be that person that doesn't know how to open a lock? So it was not my proudest moment, but that happened to me one time.
Very funny. How old were you?
I was in middle school.
Huh. And yeah. You grew up to be valedictorian of your senior class. Still didn't know how to work the locker.
And you had to go buy books?
Yeah, I went back to the media center and they gave me more books and then I had to buy like the pamphlet ones.
Media center?
Yeah.
Fancy.
It's a library. It was just a media center. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I got you.
Fancy upgraded new name. Yeah. Still a library.
Yeah.
Library. Well, Kayla, it's time for your
15 seconds of panic.
Your category.
Oh, God.
With graduations looming just 48 hours away, name as many Valley area high schools as you can in 15 seconds. Go.
Sierra Vista, Cimarron, Chaparral, Green Valley, Coronado, Palo Verde, Bonanza, Bishop Gorman. What else is there? There's Faith Lutheran.
Time!
15 seconds of panic!
Seems like this was a close one.
Oh, God.
This seems like this was a close one. Spence, how many did Blake Berry of Boulder City get?
Well, initially we thought 6, but there is no Summerlin High School.
Oh, did you say Summerlin High School?
He did. And I was like,
in the air. The Summerlin High Scorpions.
Oh, yeah. back in the day. Can we tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay, back in the day, there was a new, and I forget which iteration of the Top 40 station was in town.
It was Wild.
Was it back in the day, Wild 101.9?
Yeah.
And you could tell there wasn't a single one of them from Las Vegas. They didn't know nothing, but they were trying to be down, you know what I mean? But they'd do stupid stuff like they'd make gambling references and, you know, hey, we're doubling down on Las Vegas, Wild. And so one of the people here called one of the people who was on the air and said, hey, can you give a shout out? Sahara High Scorpions, we just won the state championship. And then we all gathered around the radio, gathered around the radio and giggled as the DJ on the air went, hey, big shout out to the Sahara High Scorpions. They just won the state championship. We're like, you guys are idiots.
Moron.
You fell for it.
But to confirm everything, that station no longer exists.
Yeah. Well,
under our comedic foot.
No, you know, can I tell you? Can I tell you the truth? For a minute, they came out of the gate. They came out of the gate kind of hot. And during the big mistake, I had gone to Portland and I worked for that company. And one of the big bosses came in and goes, yeah, our new station just kicked your old station. Hey, and like I was supposed to be happy about it.
Right.
I was like,
okay.
Those are my friends. In any event, Blake Berry of Boulder City, how many did he get?
5.
5. Kayla Jo Walker from Memphis, Tennessee. How many did she get?
9.
Oh my God!
15 seconds of panic!
Blake!
A stunning upset!
Yes!
A stunning upset!
I never win this game. This is a very exciting day for me.
Way to go. You lost to somebody that never wins. Wait, good for you.
Every once in a while, man.
Yeah, but here's the beauty of 15 Seconds of Panic. You always win when you play 15 Seconds of Panic. So we got a couple of Champ Buchanan Show shirts for you that you can make us look good in Boulder City, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, man. Blake Berry. Blake Berry of Boulder City is today's champion.
15 seconds of panic!
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling story of the day comes from a writer named James Dator, D-A-T-O-R. He shared a very cool story about Keanu Reeves, who he met when he was 16 years old and working at a movie theater. James says he was shocked to see Keanu just walk up, no big deal, ask for a ticket to see From Hell, starring Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Remember wasn't that the Jack the Ripper movie? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Depp, Jack the Ripper. Like, yeah, sure. My wife likes that movie. So James tried to be all sneaky like and get Keanu's autograph by offering Keanu his employee discount, but he'd have to sign some form for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keanu's like, nah, I could cover the $9 or you know, whatever it was. He's, nah, I'm good. He bought his ticket at full price and he left. And a few minutes later, though, he hears a knock, you know, because they got that door that's on the inside of the movie theater at the box office. Here's a knock on the door. He thinks it's his manager, but it's Keanu. And Keanu's holding an ice cream cone. And he says, I realized you probably wanted my autograph. I was like Keanu Reeves. Is that pretty good? That's pretty good. Is that all right? No. Yeah. I realized you probably wanted my autograph, so I signed this. And he handed James a receipt from the concession stand that he had signed, and then he just threw the ice cream cone in the trash and went into his movie. And James says, I realized later that Keanu bought an ice cream cone that he didn't want just to get a receipt so that he could scribble his autograph out for a 16-year-old idiot.
That's awesome. So
that's
sweet.
A quote. Yeah, I think it was great. And I went, Keanu, you're all right. You're all right, man. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone today?
Ada Casanova from Southern Hills.
This theme sounds familiar. You've played this game before, haven't you?
I have, and I was funny as hell.
Well, let's hope for that again.
Let's
see what happens. Or should we do less funny and more kicking Spence's butt?
All right, let's do that.
Okay. However you want to play it, it's up to you. We'll leave it up to you.
I hope I know the answer.
All right, then. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Is there any way we could get you to speak up ever so slightly? Are you on speakerphone?
I am. Can you hear me better now?
Much better. Thank you very much. That would be great. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
No reason for it. It doesn't do anybody any good.
No.
Did you just slip in an extra not today?
Not today.
Only your aria is very good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. The company which also owns Ann Taylor and Loft is shutting down their other retail chains, 650 stores. What retail chain is getting shut down?
J. Crew.
Ava Mendez says she and Ryan Gosling are struggling to teach their kids what?
Spanish.
Police raided an Apple Valley, California body shop and found $1.25 million worth of what drug?
Marijuana.
And who was struggling to find somebody to hug at the end of SNL on Saturday?
Pete, that poor guy.
Which team that is still in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs sucks the most?
The Sharks!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Got some work to do. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. The company, which also owns Ann Taylor and Loft, is shutting down their other retail chain, 650 stores. Which retail chain's getting shut down?
The Dress Barn.
And Ava Mendez says she and Ryan Gosling are struggling to teach their kids what?
Espanol.
Police raided an Apple Valley, California body shop and found $1.25 million worth of what?
The meth.
Who was struggling to find somebody to hug at the end of SNL on Saturday?
Paul Rudd.
And which team that is still in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs sucks the most?
The San Jose Sharks.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
It was close yesterday, and I think we're close again today.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see how close. Company that owns Ann Taylor and Loft is shutting down their other retail chain, 650 stores. Which retail chain's getting shut down? Ada said...
J. Crew.
And Spence said...
The Dress Barn.
It's the Dress Barn.
Reactor.
Oh, Dress Barn.
Why would you name a women's clothing store after somewhere where farm animals
yeah,
go?
Yeah, where... I, yeah. Honest to God, did you ever shop at Dress Barn?
I can honestly say I have never shopped in a... I've never even stepped foot in a Dress Barn.
Ada, did you ever shop at a Dress Barn?
No.
Little Jess, you ever shop at a Dress Barn?
Yes, I have, because they carry plus size... clothing as well. Okay. But, and they do have some cute skirts and some nice tops.
But
so.
Son of a gun, didn't you like Barn?
Yeah,
no.
I didn't like the name of it at all. And then I'm a plus size woman walking into Dress Barn.
That's what I'm saying. Just,
you know? But like, they do have some cute skirts.
if there wasn't two doorways, some bulletproof glass, and about 20 seconds worth of walking to get to you right now, I want to come and hug you right now, because that's some BS.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Thank you, Chet.
It's like having a cafe called The Trough.
Yeah,
you
know, right?
Like,
come on, ladies. What? Terrible. Ava Mendez says she and Ryan Gosling are struggling to teach their kids what? Ada said?
Spanish.
Spence said.
Español.
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Booyah!
Ava says it's because she speaks Spanglish. And it just comes out, and so she goes, yeah, that her kids goes, yeah, mommy, mi boca hurts because my diente, or what, you know, whatever. and she's like, I don't know how this is all going to play out. I don't think the teachers are going to think it's very good. But, yeah, 2-1 for Spence. Police raided an Apple Valley, California body shop. You know where that is, right? Apple Valley's up there by, Victorville and Hesperia and all that, in that neighborhood. Police raided Apple Valley, California body shop, found $1.25 million worth of what? And Ada said?
Marijuana.
And Spence said?
The meth.
Yeah, it's the meth.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Who was struggling to find someone to hug at the end of SNL on Saturday? Ada said?
Pete, that poor guy.
That poor guy. Ew. Spence said?
Paul Rudd.
John Legend. Now... Oh. He got hugged at the beginning, and it was one of those deals like everybody just kind of left him. And so he's there. So he gets his first round of hugs, and he's kind of looking around. Everybody else hugging is like, man, somebody hugged John Legend. Chrissy Teigen said she took care of that post show.
Okay, good.
If you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Could be another baby on the way.
Looks so lonely there, though.
For the family. What's it now? Still 3-1, Spence. And which team that's still in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs sucks the most? Ada said...
The Sharks!
Ben said...
The San Jose Sharks, Chet.
Is that going to take care of itself tonight?
God, we hope so.
Isn't it tonight?
It is tonight.
That they... Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Let's go Blues.
Yes.
Let's go Blues. And for Spence, it's one.
And two.
Three. And four.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Turn it up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First, we got to make a winner. Lil Jess, who is that?
Cesar Alejo of Summerlin.
Cesar, you're going to Wet n' Wild this Sunday. AJ Mitchell's going to perform, and the weather's going to be perfect, and you just kind of hit the lottery right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I did.
It's nice. It's nice. And even though that is fantastic, I don't know that that's the best part.
What's the best part, then?
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Cesar Alejo,
in for a treat.
Summerlin, Kayla's got a joke.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, it is awesome.
How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
I do not know.
How does that? How, I have an idea, but I don't think I'm right. How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
With jamming?
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I wish we could flip today and tomorrow because today's going to be decent. It's going to be chilly. We'll probably have clouds moving in later. Tomorrow's supposed to rain a little bit off and on throughout the day. And we're going to set a new record low high temperature for the day. But tomorrow's Drive for Excellence. We give away the car with Clark County School District and all the sponsors and whatnot. And I'm fingers crossed for that tomorrow that we could still get that in. I don't know what happens otherwise. I am awaiting instruction.
Right.
That's all I'm doing now. Yeah. And regardless, starting on Thursday, man, Adelson School, Adult Education, Boulder City High School, Desert Rose High School and Adult, El Dorado, Green Valley, Indian Springs, Sandy Valley, Shadow Ridge, Veterans Tribute CTA, everybody graduates. We start doing this for real. On Thursday, like everybody, they're whipping them through. Last night, CSN, 3,600 people graduated, the biggest graduating class they've ever had. UNLV had a big class on Saturday. Gorman had a big class on Saturday.
Wow.
So 2019 grads, this is for you. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Congratulations!
Hi, I want to send a shout-out to my daughter, Yvette, graduating from Northwest Career and Technical Academy.
All the Coronado seniors graduating this year.
Shout-out to my brother, Anthony, who's graduating from Durango. Woo-hoo! You did it! Even though I didn't think you would. Yeah! Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Everything's coming up.
Green Valley seniors, man. Good looking out on finishing and not dropping out. Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral. I'll be praying for the faithless. And if you lose, boo. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
The Arborview Aggies of 2019, especially GGB, way to go and congratulations.
Congratulations, Evan Cosby from Clark High School.
Hey, I want to shout out my son, Michael Marshall, senior class 2019 from Spring Valley.
Shout out to my Nana Banana graduating from Mantra High School. Yeah, baby girl, you did it.
Congratulations to all the Liberty graduates 2019.
Clark High School.
Chapel Oak.
Spring Valley.
Durango.
The Arbor View Aggies.
Congratulations! Hey, look,
Ma, I made it. The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Now look what you did. You made Kayla cry.
I don't know what that was, but like the one mom that's like, I'm so proud of you. You did it, even though I didn't think that you could. And I was like, it made me laugh, but then cry just hearing all the proud parents.
We did tell you that if you stick in their embarrassing nickname, you'll make the song. So whoever said Nana Banana or whatever she called her, it was great.
It just
so
makes
good.
It fun and energy and everything else. It just makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of it, there'll be, well, at least maybe one, maybe two more versions of this as we go along.
Many calls as we get.
Yeah. And we get, I mean, like, we could put them all together and stuff too, I suppose. But if you want to be a part of it, what do they need to do?
Just call 702-889-7383. 702-889-7383. Keep it brief. Keep it exciting. Shout out your grad.
Yeah, you go too long, there's just not enough room to put all your yap in there.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By way of getting us into the next bit, was it traumatic when you found out that, do they still have your room at your house. Is the house that your parents are in right now, Kayla, is that the house you grew up in?
No, they've moved several times since
then. So it's different. Yeah. Well, that's my mom did too. I know some people get really upset when mom goes, yeah, we're taking the stuff out of your, we're taking your room down.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing. People get upset about it.
Turn it into a project room for mom, basically.
My mom sold the house. she goes, yeah, we didn't need your room anymore. We didn't need all this house. So they sold the house and then just downsized.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was all upset. His parents are in Wisconsin. And she told him that she is playing, her word, she is going to recycle his old sports trophies. She's tossing everything. And he's like, the comment that he made was, she's throwing away my childhood. She wants to throw away my childhood. And so he's trying to get her to hold, I guess he's going back at some point this summer.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get her to hold on to him until then. And then I said, what are you going to do with him? So she'll box him up. She'll box him up. And then what are you going to do? Oh, at least I'll have him. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Your first question, what are you going to do with him? And it's just going to sit in your garage.
They'll sit in a box too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did your parents throw out that you wish you could have gotten your hands on?
I can only come up with baseball cards.
My mom accidentally threw out my baby brushes, which I know sounds really dumb, but they were like that. They were beautiful, and they were given to me by my grandmother, and she accidentally threw them away, and we were looking for them one day and realized they had gone out with the trash a couple weeks earlier.
I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I have a lot of the stuff. I can't really think of anything that I wished that I still had that might have still been around. You know, it'd be fun to have, like, my old soccer uniforms.
I agree with you on
stuff
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, we won a state championship when I was like 10 years old. I wish I had that uniform.
That's cool.
My first bait, I was so proud. And all they were stupid white shirts with the red sleeves, and our names were, and they were iron-on on the back, our first name. Uh-huh. Chet says it. Chet. There's a picture of me, and it's creepy, this picture. There's a picture that I think my grandmother took, and I'm like leaning on the trunk of her car so that you could see my name on the back. But it's weird. It's a weird picture.
That's a weird angle.
You wish you would have kept that.
No, I have it somewhere. Oh no, it exists. I'll find. You know what? I'll find it and I'll tweet it
because
it's weird. And somebody will save it. Somebody who doesn't need to have it will save it.
But the uniform is kind of, I would like to have, I have my high school football jerseys.
Do you really?
Yeah, I kept them. And but beyond that, yeah, my first Little League jersey would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or soccer jersey.
What'd your mom throw out, though, that you wish you could have gotten your hands on?
Just the baseball cards. I collected baseball cards pretty heavily as a kid, and I had good stuff. I had really good stuff, Tops, the company at the time, and Fleer, and all this kind of stuff. And they were there for years in a closet, and they're gone.
Yeah, and she figured, well, you haven't done anything with them in 10 years.
Yeah, and they're worth money, depending.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I had that my mom chucked? Some dude that my mom knew gave him all of his old comic books to give to me. And I kept them in a box under my bed forever.
Yeah.
And there was one in particular that I really liked. This thing called Rawhide Kid.
Really?
And it was old. It was old then. Rawhide Kid. Anyway,
God, I wonder what it'd be worth now.
This is what I say.
Yeah.
Rawhide Kid comic value. Let's just pull one up. Marvel Rawhide Kid bundle comics used $427.
Jeez.
Rawhide Kid number 126 worth $535. Rawhide Kid, the first one from 1955, and I don't know if they went back that far, but I mean they were old comic books, and I was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
$860.
Dang. Wow. Just for holding onto paper that long.
Yeah. Yeah. Did your parents ever trash anything of yours that you wish you had?
You know, my mom kept everything, even my naked Barbies with the hair cut off. But the one thing she threw away that I wish I still had were my Garbage Pail Kids cards, because those things are worth $4,000 right now.
Garbage Pail Kids? I don't even know what that is.
Yes. Did you ever have a Cabbage Patch?
I did have a Cabbage Patch.
Okay, these are the extreme opposite, the Garbage Pail Kids.
Interesting. That's funny.
So I don't think I had any of these. Rawhide Kid Comics, if you have issue number one, $2,400. Wow. If you have issue number 17, $1,200. There is not a single one on here, even as you get, as you get a little later. But they're still all, they're worth, dang, even the cheapest ones are worth $30. And I had a lot of them. A lot.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
So what did your parents throw away that you wish that you still had now? 702-364-9898. We will put you on the radio right after Post Malone. 98.5 KLUC.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding. With about 20 seconds left in the song, Kayla just said the most Kayla thing that she has ever said. It might be the most Kayla thing that you have ever said. What did your mom throw away that you're still mad about?
My mom threw away my original label maker.
Her original label
maker. Yes.
Why'd she throw your label maker away?
Because she got me a new one for Christmas. It's nicer. It's a little handheld one and everything. But she threw it away in August. And I'm like looking for my label maker one day. And she's like, where is it at? I'm like, where is it at? She's like, oh, I got rid of it. And I'm like, why? But I mean, in all fairness, it was like a label maker from like the mid-90s.
I'm nerdy like that. My dad had one at his house, and I went through a phase and went around the house, the old 100-year-old farmhouse, and labeling things. And I think at one point my dad put a stop to it. But there were still some things that they had kept that I had put in labels, and that label maker was still in his house. Oh. When I went in, and it was really cool, and it's funny when you are an adult and you're fully formed, then you go in and you go, my God, things were much smaller than I remember them,
right?
Yeah, right.
Like that house, I hadn't been in that house in years, and that house was what was much smaller. That label maker, smaller. There was a radio that Dad always kept on the kitchen table, smaller than what I remember.
So what was the last thing you labeled?
I actually reorganized my filing cabinet the other day. So, and I ran out of labels. I had to order some new ones. So,
okay.
She's very upset.
Yeah.
I don't have a label maker, and I haven't labeled anything.
My wife's that same person. My wife has a sweet label maker.
I'll label everything. When I pack, label maker, bust it out. And I don't write on boxes. Savage.
Yeah, quite honestly, we were doing stuff the other day. We were doing some stuff, and I went to write something just with a Sharpie.
Yeah, that's what I would
have written. And she's like, nah. Hey,
I fixed the board here with my label maker.
She's like, I got this. She's like, I got this. Oh yeah, Kayla, I needed to be able to see which phone line was which. Kayla, label maker to the rescue.
Yep. What's funny though is your label maker had a sentimental attachment to it. Hers is.
I suppose.
She gets mad at the label maker. It's like, I'll buy you another label maker.
When we were talking about this bit yesterday, don't say it out loud. Okay. Don't say it out loud. When we were talking about this bit yesterday, I said, what did I hope that somebody would call and say? Ken in North Las Vegas, hey.
Hey.
What do you wish that you would have been able to rescue from your parents that they threw away?
My pogs.
Oh. Yeah.
I knew somebody would say it.
I had like 50 different slammers, and just I had a lot, and I was so mad.
Dude, I had a Spice Girl slammer that was the best thing ever, and I'm still upset that it went missing. True story.
Nothing. Ken don't care about your Spice Girl slammer.
No.
He don't care about it.
Nah, yeah, it sucks, man. I mean, I worked so hard to collect them and win other pogs, and then one day I came home and they were just gone. I was like, what happened? And, yep, I couldn't find them.
Yo, and so did you ask?
Yeah, I asked my mom. I was like, "Hey, I was like, did you clean my room?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "Did you see like containers next to my bed?" And she's like, "Oh, I threw those away. I thought they were trash." I was like, "No!"
Yeah,
and I couldn't find them. The garbage man came that morning, so they were gone.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Honestly, you can tell our heart hurts for you.
Right.
Our heart.
Yeah, and then I find out they're worth money. And I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, now that I look too, and I'm like, I see them on Amazon. They're like worth money. And I'm like, oh, that was my future. Oh,
that was like college education.
All $200 of it. Have a great day, man. Thank you.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Well, here's what I've learned here just in the last 3 minutes. We didn't allow our parents to throw a lot of stuff away. We keeping everything. We got, honest to God, we keeping everything. Oh, shoot. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy?
Yes, it's Kathy from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, well, I collected everything from Beanie Babies to cards to, you know, anything.
You still
I just
have them?
Oh, still... God, yes. Wow. Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a hoarder?
No, because we can walk around in our house.
Okay. Right.
So, no, but I have a lot of baseball collections, a lot of autographs, things like that.
And the idea being that one day they'll be worth something.
I'm hoping. I have a couple of different Michael Jordan ones, and then like a baseball, when he played baseball, so I have some of that. Just a lot of different collections. But one of the reasons why I also called is to thank you for the weekend. You were at the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and I really appreciate all the hard work that you do over the weekend. And from the bottom of my heart as a survivor, I appreciate everything you do, Chet.
That's really, really sweet of you. Thank you. And Friday was Friday was a blast. I thought Friday was so much fun. The Man and Woman of the Year thing is so good. So good. Yeah. And great organization and amazing people. They're, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, the people who support that organization, are as passionate as any group in this valley. I mean, really, they're really into it.
Nice.
And it's cool. So I will, I'll see you at Light Tonight this fall.
Excellent. November 2nd. I look forward to it. Not at the Aces game.
You know what? I'll see you there too.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Thank you guys for everything.
It was really sweet of you. Okay, thank you. That was really nice. I love this. Joy in the Northwest. What are you holding on to in hopes that it'll be worth a bunch?
It's a record that I've never played. It has John Bon Jovi's face on it on one side. And then on the other side, it says Slippery When Wet. And it's got all of the boys or guy members on the other side.
John Bon Jovi picture disc. Sorry, I'm asking Google. Hang on one second.
All right.
John Bon Jovi picture disc worth $50.
Oh, I also have the Guns N' Roses one. I have four of them that has every one of the band members' face on it.
Oh, wait. These picture
That's
discs.
That's a smaller one.
These picture discs are used. These ones are used. You've got one that's
really?
So it's probably worth like $50.
Oh, Return of the Pawn Stars. This is cool.
Awesome. That's really cool.
I'll give you $25 for it.
I have some of those. It was a big deal right when I first got into radio, those picture discs. I have a few of those. Sitting somewhere. Erica in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
What are you holding on to that you think might still be worth money one day?
I have a few Beanie Babies, and I know the crab, he's worth some money. And I do have him. And then I have the whole collection that McDonald's gave out in their Happy Meal.
Got that one. Yes. Those are key. Hold on to that. That's so rare.
Yes.
Well, I don't know that it is so rare because here's two calls in a row that have them. Tarina in Spring Valley, your grandmother has all the old McDonald's Happy Meals toys too?
Yes. She has like the dinosaurs. You guys remember the little baby that's like, not the mama. She has those.
Not the mama.
Erica,
like, put them on Amazon. I'm like, no.
Erica, do you have the dinosaur?
Yes.
Do either one of you know how much those are worth?
No, I need to try. She has a whole bunch. She has like different, oh my God, genres of McDonald's toys because my aunt used to work there.
Wow. Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
That's fun. That's fun. Oh, I love this. DLK, what kind of NASCAR collection do you have?
Like Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Matt Crafton, all when they like did the trucks and their little cars, cereal boxes, all kinds of little diecast cars.
But like what kind of, you got all the
big.
Somebody gave us a bunch of those for Toy Drive. They're still sitting in my garage. I got to go sell them.
They're 25 years old, these things that were donated, and they were in the original boxes with the stickers from Walmart on them, and they're probably worth hundreds of dollars.
Hey, you want to buy some old you want to buy some old NASCAR cars that are sitting in my garage?
Sure. $5.
No.
Look at you.
It's for the kids. It's for the kids. How dare you?
It would be for the okay. We could talk.
No, I'm going to overcharge you. I wouldn't do that to you.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Just 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. At least three topics. Everybody has to weigh in and no one-word answers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 177-second survey, and when it's done, it's done. And it starts right now. A buddy of mine's going to one of those Aviators games, right? Out at the new Las Vegas ballpark. There are a lot of people that bought season tickets. They don't always go to every game. So every game's sold out, but sometimes there's seats. So he had a pair of seats. People behind him have four seats. He went to a game by himself not long ago. So he gets up to use the bathroom. When he comes back, the people behind him had placed two jackets on the empty seat. And it bugged him. So he says, hey, do you mind taking your jackets off the seat? Which they did. At the end of the game, one of the people says to him, you didn't have to make a big deal about it. And our buddy, he's a buddy of ours, bothered because they didn't ask if they could put their jackets there. They just did. And it bugged him and it made him feel awkward. Which side are you on? Kayla.
I'm on his side. You should ask.
Yeah, Spence.
Yeah, it's my seats I paid for him. Ask.
Little Jazz?
No, I'm throwing my jackets there regardless.
I get what you're saying. That bugs me. And like, I feel anxiety in my stomach right now.
How hard is it to just go, hey, is that seat taken? Do you mind? And it's not that hard.
And then I go, yeah, of course. Help yourself.
Right. Here's the thing, though. They've got the four seats right behind you. They're there every game, too. They know you're there alone.
Right.
Ugh, I hate it.
I don't like
that
at all.
I just hate it. There's a few Lucky Spice Girls super fans that will have a chance to spice up their lives, Kayla, later on this month when the girl band's original Union Jack emblazoned double-decker tour bus comes up for rent on Airbnb. They're putting it outside Wembley Stadium in London. So would you pay $1,500?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Will you?
I will.
Will you go look to see if you can do this?
If it's Acapato, I will go see if it's even available. I guarantee you that all got scooped up in the first 5 minutes it was available.
Well, Jess, are you interested?
No, I'm not interested.
I'm Spence. I know.
Don't even ask.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I know. Whitney Houston's estate executor and sister-in-law, Pat Houston, has confirmed the plans are already in motion for a touring hologram, a Broadway musical, branding deals, and a new album of unreleased tracks. They're literally talking about putting this thing out there as the lead singer. And it would be backed on tour by Whitney's original band and backup singers, which include her brother, Gary. Are you going to a Whitney Houston hologram show, Spence?
Absolutely not.
I'm not, but I'm going to go see Tupac.
You would go to a Tupac hologram show?
I would.
Huh. Kayla?
No, I wouldn't. I don't like the holograms anyway. They freak me out. And then I don't know. It just feels morbid. I wouldn't do any of that.
I'm going to go if I got free tickets.
Yeah.
On air. Online. On the app. Check out the Chet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Oh, yeah. I should hit this button.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
That's the right bit, right?
You did a good job,
that's
yes.
That's the bit we're doing. We're doing thumbs up. Showbiz Smackdown. Okay, good. It's the right one?
Yes.
What? What? Who's contestant number one today?
Uber RJ, tourist of Hendertucky.
Oh, boy. How are you?
Hey.
Are you making a play for Lil Jazz? I'm just curious. I want to move this. If this is happening, I want to make it happen.
Hey, she's way taller than me. I seen her yesterday in the studio. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she'll date younger people. I have no problem taking her out.
Hey.
See?
That's big.
Wait, who's that?
That's Little Man.
Oh, JR. Little Man.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it was your wife.
You're RJ and that's JR, right?
kid just show me up with his laugh? No.
Spend your big with the six-year-old.
Huge.
All right, what's your buzzer going to be?
Sharks suck.
My like man. Job, a man after our own heart. I don't know, little Jess. I'm just saying. And contestant number two?
Bobby Slater of Henderson.
Bobby Slater, what you going to do for a buzzer today?
Go.
I'm sorry, what?
Go, Knights, go.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. See, that's funny because Spence and I were screwing around looking at NHL practice facilities. So we are all of like mind right now.
We're all awesome. Hockey mode.
Spence is the will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. And here is question one.
Kim Kardashian called out which fast food restaurant for not recognizing her? Was it Jack in the Box, In-N-Out, or McDonald's?
Go nice, sure. Go.
Bobby.
In-N-Out.
Bobby says In-N-Out. No.
Uber RJ, was it Jack in the Box or McDonald's?
Jack in the Box.
Is it Jack in the Box? Yes, it is. And I think we're all being scammed. I would expect some sort of marketing campaign coming in the very near future.
Yeah, like back in the day when Carl's Jr. did like the burgers and they put them on their chest.
You know? I would disagree in that they're making her look bad and in turn making Jack in the Box look bad, which means they wouldn't do that.
Does it look bad?
It makes her look like, well, who we think she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but the ultimate redemption.
That? Are we interpreting that wrong?
No, does it make her look bad to you?
Yeah, I don't know.
The quote directly from her tweet was, "Nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected other customers." If that's not the most self-centered tweet of all time,
it's
I don't
bad.
Know what is. Yeah,
no,
it looks really terrible.
Bad. And it doesn't make Jack in the Box look bad, I don't think.
It's just real suspicious that she's even going to Jack in a Box.
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing? And why are you worried about standing there? Like, if you stood there and nobody went, "Hey, Kim Kardashian." No, maybe they were trying to be professional. Because it doesn't say anything about her getting bad service.
Don't the Kardashians have, you know, Postmates or Uber
this
Eats?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. There's something weird
here.
I got you. So who got that one? Uber RJ. He's up one zip. Here's question two.
Guess who for real got accepted to Harvard Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports program? Was it Blac Chyna, Hailey Baldwin, or Sierra?
Go Knights, go.
Bobby again.
Sierra.
Is it Sierra? Sierra! Got one. We are tied at one. Also, did you see, you know, because Sierra's kid with Future, that Russ is, you know, stepdaddy and kind of raising. Future got him like a $55,000 watch for his fifth birthday. And somebody cold-blooded on social media said, yeah, it'll be real easy for Russ to teach him to tell time with that watch. Yeah. Cold-blooded. 1-1 heading to the all-important third and final question. No muss, no fuss, no frills. We'll just make it worth one big, giant game-winning point.
So who did James Corden do a carpool karaoke with in the fountains at the Bellagio? Celine Dion, J-Lo, or Christina Aguilera?
Go Knights, go.
Bobby for a third time.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, just by a little bit. Was it Celine Dion? Dramatic pause for the win. Bobby gets it right, she wins. Bobby gets it wrong, Uber RJ could steal. Once he asks little JR what the answer is. Is it Celine Dion? It is. RJ, I feel bad. I feel worse that we've disappointed JR, though.
No, it's okay. You know, I won a couple weeks back, so
okay. It's all good. And you know you're part of the family. So it's...
Yeah, and we just we'll have to communicate about getting into the studio.
Oh, I'd love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, hey, JR, you want to come and visit?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do it sometime this summer when you don't have school. By the way, why aren't you in school? Oh, you're on the way right now, aren't you?
Nah, he's sick, so we're going to the
Okay. Well, have a good day, guys. Thanks for calling.
You too, thanks.
By the way, Bobby, did you see this carpool karaoke with Celine and James Corden?
I saw bits and pieces of it on YouTube. My daughter showed me.
It is hilarious. Anything that James Corden said, Celine had a song for.
Now, do you like living here? Do you like living in Vegas? Is it a nice place to live?
I live where my heart is.
Right.
My heart will go on and on.
And here you are now.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing.
Look at us now.
two broken hearts on the ground.
So are you excited for this?
I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
I just can't hide it.
Oh God.
I think I like it. I'm so excited.
Oh man. I have to say, you really have a song for every moment. Oh, this is a lovely drive.
I drove all night to get to you.
Oh, that pipe's burst in my bathroom. That's a shame.
And Celine's, you know, a little over the top.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Celine's a little over the top, so James decided to test that as well.
Do you think you'd be able to make Baby Shark dramatic?
Yeah. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark.
I thought we were going to get a chest bump there.
Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark, do-do.
She's fun.
She's
just fun, and that's great. And Bobby, congratulations. We have for you a Fandango promo card to see whatever movie you want. Reserve your tickets on Fandango. Skip the box office lines. Head to Fandango now. Pass is good for two people, so have fun. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
And let it be
written. I love the Morning Zoo.
Old school P1 D1 talk. Thank you very much. Bobby Slater of Henderson on Tuesday, the 21st of May, 2019. She was the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
So those travel websites, it's competitive. I don't know if you're aware that Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Hotwire, Hotels.com. Competitive, right?
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Nah, not really. All owned by the same company. Expedia owns all of them.
No way.
Nuh-uh.
So when you're going on to search for some deal, you're not, and you're comparing, you're not really comparing.
If you're comparing Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Hotwire, and Hotels.com, they're all the same.
I feel like I got got.
You've gotten got.
Yeah.
It feels a little dirty.
Yeah.
It totally does.
It does. So I wonder if... So then Trivago says it has all of them.
It's just an aggregate site that just...
Different family. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There were 388 cases that were featured on Unsolved Mysteries that are now solved.
Wow.
388 of them. That's a lot. That's a lot. Statue of Liberty wasn't supposed to be Statue of Liberty at all. We always hear that it was a gift.
Yes.
From the French, whatever. Apparently, it was originally designed to be a lighthouse for the Suez Canal in Egypt.
Huh.
I don't know how it ended up in
Europe. But instead, they gifted it to us.
I believe it was still gifted to us, but it was supposed to go to Egypt.
That's interesting.
But instead, it ended up in... It was still us.
Yeah.
But they thought it was... I don't know. I don't...
A pity gift.
I like the idea it was a re-gift. He just said, no, thanks. Yeah. Give it to them.
That's the Egyptian. Anything. The Egyptians went, no.
We got pyramids and the Sphinx. We don't want this old woman.
So Mayor Pete, trying to be the Democratic nominee for president.
Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Yeah.
Buttigieg. Here's a fun fact for you. I guess that, and they are the randoms, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So Pete Buttigieg.
Fun fact for you.
Fun fact.
Aw.
The 287th person ever to sign up for Facebook.
Wow.
No way.
He was an undergrad at Harvard as the same time as Mark Zuckerberg and signed up for Facebook when it was still the Facebook.
Wow.
And only available to the students there.
Oh, wow.
You know, originally it was called the Facebook.
Yes, I knew that.
So when it was, yeah, he was the 287th person ever to sign up.
That's cool.
Oh, and finally this morning. Tetris, created in 1984 by a researcher in artificial intelligence, wanted to test the power of computers in the Soviet Union, and thought by making it kind of Russian-themed-ish like this, that might suck them in just a little bit. They want to see what they got.
Wow.
See if they could handle Tetris in 1984 in their computers.
Interesting.
Told you, it was kind of nefarious, yeah. A little bit sinister. That's your random
show. The greatest person in the world.
She's dancing in the other room. She's feeling good. Lil Jess, what do you got?
Well, while she was on the red carpet premiere of John Wick 3, Halle Berry went straight down the line interviewing with all the media outlets to promote this movie. And as she was getting towards the end, according to her publicist, she was running out of time. They had to get her to another thing that was going on backstage. So she was running out of time, and she was going to have to skip the last set of journalists. Well, how this story even got broke was one of the journalists, Emerald Marie, who happens to be African-American, shared on social media that oftentimes black reporters and black outlets, they're pushed to the end. So while Halle Berry was being escorted, she turned around and stopped and said, you know, I take time for the media, so I'm certainly going to take time for my black brothers and sisters. And she gave them the interview. I thought that was really classy of her. So Halle Berry, you definitely is...
The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
As long as we're being preachy about it, I can't wait for the day when these things aren't stories anymore.
Yeah, right.
When people coming out, whether we're talking about black or white, or when we can all just be people.
Yeah.
When we can all, yes. When it doesn't matter who you love, doesn't matter what your skin looks like, doesn't matter any of that stuff. When we can just be. When those stories. Go out the window. Spence, you want to go next?
Yeah, I meant to do this a couple of days ago, but congratulations to Desert Oasis High School. The Diamondbacks won their first ever 4A state baseball championship. And the cool thing was they got to play it at the Las Vegas ballpark. And
what?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. where the tournament was, a double elimination tournament.
That's where state is now, yeah.
So, that's awesome.
And they got to beat a team from Reno, the Reno Huskies, 9-1. So congratulations to Paul Bubolts, the coach. And the Desert Oasis Diamondbacks state champions, you is
the greatest person in the world.
That's D O.
You know,
that's right. That's right. You want to go?
Absolutely. So yesterday was the 30 year anniversary of Gilda Radner passing. So if you don't know who Gilda Radner was, she was one of the original seven cast members of SNL back in the day, and probably her most famous role was Rosanna Dana.
I know. You're going through, because once I, Rosanna Dana, quit smoking. And to get back in shape, I had to join one of those fancy schmancy health clubs. You know, the ones where it's real expensive to join, but it's worth it because you get to see a lot of people that you don't know naked. Like some people got those bulgy thighs, the ones that get chafed just because they're always scraping against each other. And there's other people there that got these funny belly buttons, like some go in and some go out, or it's like a hole, or it curls around, or it's like a little knob on it, like a door.
Funny.
So I grew up doing like drama camps and stuff in the summertime. And then, so I just kind of grew up knowing Gilda Radner and the name. She's probably the funniest human being on the planet. She is the one woman on the entire planet that I, dead or alive, would love to have lunch with one day. Unfortunately, obviously, I can't do that. She died 4 months after I was born. So at least I got to share a little bit of this earth with her. So to Rosanna Dana, a.k.a. Gilda Radner, you is
the greatest person in the world.
That's what you got.
I already give it to Desert Oasis High School.
Oh, yeah, you already did. I was
D-O.
Your turn.
Sorry, well, you know what? Because I'm going back and forth. Lil Nas X gave Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati.
What?
Did you make that? I always thought off your first record you didn't make any money.
You know what's different now? It's because everything's so single-driven, like individual songs, and they're not record labels so much anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that, geez, he just made 7 weeks at number one.
Yeah.
And so he made that money. Yeah, give him a Maserati. Did it by Postmates. had Postmates take it over. So I was torn between that, but I think I'm going to go this way instead. Braxton, I believe his name is Morrell, M-O-R-A-L, 17 years old, lives in a tiny town in southwest Kansas. And this month, he's going to graduate from high school and college at the same time. Not just any college. He is graduating from Harvard University.
Wow.
Skipped the fourth grade when he was younger, but he was still kind of bored at school. So his parents enrolled him in some classes at a few local universities. And then when he was 11, they signed him up for classes through Harvard's extension program so he could take classes online too. I thought you always had to graduate high school first.
Yeah, me too.
Before you could do any of that. But
that's not true. No.
Yeah. Well, apparently not, because he
did it.
Yeah.
So Braxton graduated from high school this last Sunday. He'll get his bachelor's from Harvard next Thursday, and then he plans to go to law school. Obviously, he's not the first kid genius to graduate from Harvard early. I mean, we all saw that documentary about Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah.
We all saw that. But usually, those kids leave high school early and just go, I don't need it, and he didn't. It turns out, he's the first person to ever successfully pursue a four-year high school degree and a bachelor's degree from Harvard at the same time. Jeez. And here's Braxton talking about it.
So when I was younger, school got a little bit kind of boring to me, for lack of a better word, and I needed some way to stimulate my education, stimulate growth. I'm seeking to go to law school. I don't know where yet, but we'll figure that out hopefully at the end of the month. My family is, of course, supportive, and they've always been there with me throughout the journey, so it's nice that they're here at the end.
And he just sounds older, too.
You know what's funny, though? He said boring, for lack of a better word. You just graduated from Harvard. You don't have a better word.
You have a better word, dude. Regardless. Can't get nothing by you.
Right. Quick monotonous, tedious, something better than
couldn't
boring.
Couldn't come up with boring, for lack of a better word. Regardless, he graduated from Harvard and you didn't.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Who we got, little Jeff?
Mario Valdez from the East Side.
Mario!
Good morning.
Earlier this morning, Blake Berry tried to pull one over on us when we were playing 15 Seconds of Panic. What high school did he try to say existed that really doesn't exist?
Summerlin High School.
Yeah, home of the Scorpions. It ain't no Summerlin High School. For you, a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's nice. Enjoy fast, fun, and easy furniture shopping in-store or online at livingspaces.com. Thank you to our friends at One Stop Nutrition, home of the peanut butter and jelly keto smoothie. One Stop Nutrition, Vegas' number one spot for your nutritional needs. We got to go.
Yep.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much
for listening.
We will see you tomorrow, everyone.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.